What up, chicken heads? It's episode number 58 of this podcast, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond, better known as twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. Those are all the fucking plugs I'm going to put in there. 27-year-old guy named Jackie living in not-so-central Maryland, talking about shit that I like to talk about. Just want to say what's up to the new listeners, which is really weird that there are new listeners at all. In fact, really weird at all that there are listeners. There shouldn't be. This is terrible. It's just stupid. It's really dumb. Want to say thanks especially for listening to the last few episodes, the Growing Up series, which I'm not going to apologize if they're, you know, if they're a little more heavy or lectureful, but you know, that's just what it is. And I hate that. I hate that term, that phrase. It is what it is. But that's what it was, and that's how it is. If that makes any fucking sense. But yeah, you know, people who listen to this podcast or Twinkie Beyond or any other podcast I've ever been on, you know, they think they know me, and this isn't going to be one of those podcaster lectures that every podcaster eventually has, which is, you don't fucking know me, you only listen to my podcast and that's all you know about me. It's not gonna be one of those kind of lectures, though you don't fucking know me, you only know me through a podcast. So in a sense, yeah, you don't know shit about me. So you know, the shit I say in that is definitely real. What people don't know about me, including you know, close friends and stuff like that, they don't know that I'm really about kids and parents and shit like that. Like, I've said it 1,000 times. I didn't have a shitty childhood. It wasn't as awesome as it could have been, but it was good. You know, I'm well adjusted now, and I have a job. You know, I have a wife. I'm cool. I'm good. You know, so life wasn't bad, but you know, I have a really, really soft spot in my heart, which I should get checked out, for parents and their kids. I really do. And to clear up any rumor control or whatever, I am not pregnant. I do not have a baby within the confines of my body. There are no children inside of me. Okay? Confirmed. So if you see any stuff on twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond or otherwise talking about children and babies, again, I do not have a baby within me. There is no child within my corpus, my soma, nothing within me. I am a male and there are no things within me. I'm a straight male. So let's get that out of the way. But on the whole topic of relationships, today is one of the stupidest days of the year, Valentine's Day, and let me tell you why it's stupid. Not because, you know, I'm a dude and I have to buy flowers and jewelry and chocolates and whatever from my wife. No, that's not the case. In fact, I don't do any of that shit. I make it perfectly clear to all women that I'm interested in, including the ones who don't know that I'm interested in them, and the ones that I peek into their windows at night, I do not tell them that, hey, I'm not buying you shit for Valentine's Day. They have to find out on February 14th or even the 15th that I haven't done nothing for them, because let me tell you why. Fuck Valentine's Day. That's why. Guys don't get a day. And, you know, I know that sounds chauvinistic, but fuck you. Guys don't get a day. We don't get a day. You don't get a day, bitches. And by you, I mean nobody. No girls listen to this fucking podcast. I'm sorry. And if you are a girl and you listen to this podcast, well, I'm very confused. And give me your number. But, no, we don't do the Valentine's Day thing. We never have, and we never will. We're just not that kind of couple. We're not, like, the super romantic type. I don't do that shit. It's really, really mushy shit, and it's dumb, because if you fucking love the person that you're with, or even, like, kinda, a little, you fucking tell them that on the daily. You don't set aside one fucking day. And if you do set aside one day, it's gonna be your anniversary. It should be your anniversary. It shouldn't be some fucking pre-established day that may or may not have been some, you know, a fucking Italian saint. It may or may not have been. You know, I'm not gonna go on a whole rant about, you know, it's a Hallmark commercialized. I don't give a fuck. You know, people need to make money, so I get it. That's why they made up, you know, Valentine's Day and Black History Month. it's not real, no. No, I don't care. I don't care. Make your money. Make your fake holidays. I don't give a fuck. I don't celebrate them. I don't care. We don't do that shit. If I'm gonna do that shit, I'm going to Chili's and I'm going to Applebee's. I've never been to Applebee's. I've put that out there. I've talked to people so many times about how much I want to go to Applebee's, man. And everybody says, stay away, stay away. It's shit. It's just regular whatever food. And you know what? Here's the thing about me. I love food, but I will not discriminate. I love any food. I especially love, American food, if that's really a thing. Like, American food, like, your TGI Fridays. Oh, I hate TGI Friday, though. Your TGI Fridays, your Olive Garden, which, you know, let's be honest, is American food. Your Sizzlers, your Shoney's, your Perkins, your Bob's Big Boy. I love that shit. It's gross, and it's so just fucking white bread plain, but I love that shit. I really do. I love getting myself a little fucking Lean Cuisine looking Salisbury steak and pasta. And actually, that's not true. I don't eat pasta out at, I don't order pasta and I don't order salads. Unless it's like a crazy awesome pasta that has like lobster in it or like steak in it. Because pasta takes 75 cents to make. I can do that shit at home. I'm not gonna, but I'm certainly not paying you $13 to put noodles into water. I'm not doing that shit. So never getting pasta and certainly never getting salad. Salads, you know, 25 cents an ounce. And, you know, you might think, oh, you're fucking cheap. But you know what? No, I'm not an idiot who spends, you know, $13 on a salad that I can make at home. And, oh, yeah, okay, you can make steak at home too. No, it's not the same thing. Salad is salad. Salad is 75% water. You know that, right? So, no, I'm not dropping $13 on a fucking salad. Fuck yourself. And the whole fucking notion of a steak salad, no. No, it's not even, don't put the word salad in there, it fucking dirties the word steak. So that's just really what it is it's delicious, it is, but it's really just steak with pieces of lettuce on the side, in my opinion, and not even enough steak, not even enough. So don't call it steak salad, fuck you. Don't fucking try to fool people like me who like food and love steak. You ruin it, piece of shit. So yeah, we don't do the Valentine's Day shit. We don't, it's not important. It really isn't. You know, to the people who do, fine, whatever, I don't give a fuck. You guys can do whatever you want, but you know what? You're wasting your money, and you're wasting your time. If you've been with somebody long enough, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Like, you know, talk to somebody who's been with their wife or significant other, whatever, for 10 years. I mean, I've been with mine for how long? I'm 27. For over 11 years now, I think. That shit doesn't mean anything. And you know, I don't like giving relationship advice. I pretty much refuse to, because everybody's relationship is different. But what I do tell everybody is, do not forget the word that I just forgot. That's what. Everything is 50-50 in a relationship. There is no compromise. You know, as soon as somebody is 51-49, you know, somebody is quote-unquote winning that relationship. And relationships are not about winning or losing. It's about balance. Everything in this life is about balance. And if you aren't balanced with your significant other, don't be with them. If you want them to change, don't be with them. Be with somebody who's already like that. Because that makes you a piece of shit for fucking trying to change people. Life is not about changing people. Unless it's really for the better. And, like, by the better, I mean, like, you know, if your significant other is a rapist, maybe you want to change that by, you know, calling the cops. I don't know. That's just me. That's how I was reformed. I was a cop. I was called on by cops once, and it was not cool. That's a whole thing. We're not going to talk about that. Maybe in the next installment of Growing Up. So, yeah, no Valentine's Day. Don't do that shit. It's demeaning, you know? And that's the thing. If, like, dudes... there was a study that was done. I don't know by who, but I heard it on the news yesterday. And I wasn't listening because it was about Valentine's Day. Dudes spend an average of $175 or $77 on Valentine's Day. If I'm spending that much, you're going down on me, bitch. Period. I'm spending $200 on you. You're gonna reciprocate, you stupid hoe. Women spend $74, I think it was. On what? What the fuck are you buying? Like, the white friend told me it was probably like a new dress, which, don't buy new clothes. That's a fucking waste of my money. If you're my wife or, you know, whatever. If we share the same fucking joint account, that's $250 there that we just dropped on stupid shit. Stupid shit, all right? Save it for your anniversary. That's a way more important day. It's not a fucking arbitrary day. Valentine's Day is arbitrary for everybody. Unless you started dating or got married on Valentine's Day. Which, by the way, if you got married on Valentine's Day, fuck you. You are fucking one of the most cheeseball, cheesiest scrub motherfuckers that I fucking know. Don't get married or date or whatever on Valentine's Day. If you're gonna go out on Valentine's Day, fine. You think you're romantic, do it. Whatever, you're not. Because everybody on the fucking earth or in America is doing that shit. So you're nothing special. But if you got married, if you let your fucking cornball wife choose the date of the wedding, which, you know, for guys, we don't really give a fuck what the day of the wedding's gonna be. But if you fucking let your cornball wife fucking choose Valentine's Day, dude, you need to fucking man up and take your balls back. Because seriously, what the fuck? Like, if I knew anybody who was married on that day, I would rag on them constantly. I would just kick them in the nuts and be like, that doesn't hurt, does it? Because they don't exist, you fucking dick. Because Valentine's Day is the fucking most castrating day of the year. Fuck you, stupid Valentine's Day. You know, I'm hating it more by the second than I'm fucking talking about it. I've always hated Valentine's Day. It's stupid. It's stupid. You know what? And you can't even, like, say that, you know, that my excuse is because I'm single and I'm lonely. No, I've been with the person that I've cared for way too fucking long anyway. So, no, Valentine's Day is stupid. If you care about the person, do it every fucking day, whatever. Stupid. Plus, just dumb. I think I was at Target or whatever, like, earlier this week, and I saw a bunch of people in the Valentine's Day area, and I didn't know why. Because it was across from the soda aisle, and I was picking up a Mountain Dew Whiteout, which, if you haven't had Mountain Dew Whiteout, fucking get it. It's the best Mountain Dew out there. And I'm like, why are people all fucking overflowing into the soda aisle? Get the fuck out of my aisle. Kiss my ass. And, you know, it wasn't until I got home, the white friend was like, oh, they're probably picking up Valentine's Day cards. I'm like, oh, yeah. Stupid. You know, when I have a kid or whatever, and, you know, if it's a girl, you know, I'll do, like, the cute little shit where I'll get her a Valentine's Day card and be like, hey, daddy loves you, and, you know, happy Valentine's Day, or whatever. Because, you know, for kids, that's totally different. But it's stupid. It's really stupid. So don't do it. All right? Good. If you don't agree with me, you can fucking eat a bag of baby dicks. But in the meantime, twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond. Tell all your friends and your hot cousins that I will be their Valentine. I'll do whatever. I don't care. I don't know. I'm married. I don't really get much action. So you know what? Give me their numbers and send them this way. I'll buy them shit. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com. Happy Valentine's Day, you fucking cocksuckers. Later.